Last week, a panel of judges from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit rejected opposition against the raisin industry's set-aside rule. The rule is part of an order that was established over 60 years ago.
And after hearings and votes in the industry, the Secretary of Agriculture agreed to allow the raisins as a commodity to do research for themselves, do promotion for themselves, to collect data on behalf of everyone in the industry, and to do some marketing on behalf of themselves. And so that's been around for that long and been very successful in leveling out some of the peaks and the valleys in raisin supply and demand.
Gary Scholes, president of the Raisin Administrative Committee and the California Raisin Marketing Board, says the order has asked growers in the past to set aside some portion of their crop, which has funded a successful marketing program.
So much of what we do is oriented towards the consumer in terms of, you know, food safety, preparedness, and quality grades and standards, and making sure that the California raisin, which over the years has been viewed as just the Cadillac and dried vine fruit, remains that way, and we can compete with other countries accordingly. So, you know, with the department's oversight and the growers and the packers working together and the consumer benefiting from a safe, very healthy product that can be relied on, why I think this industry's done a great job.
Scholes added that raisins are fairly labor-intensive when it comes to its other fruit and nut competitors in California, and the marketing order was put into place by growers to help keeping growing raisins a profitable venture. For AgNetWest.com, I'm Taylor Hillman.